Hi, welcome to the first official episode of Interview with a Trekkie. The premise of this show is for me, your host, Colin, to interview and chat with lovers and likers of Star Trek. We will discuss their favourite series, likes and dislikes, any treasured collectible that they may have, and of course, their favourite characters. Then as the chat progresses, I will get them to pick their favourite captain and who they would have in their away team, which can of course consist of anyone from any incarnation of the Star Trek universe. So, for today, let's inform you about some Trek news and widen your knowledge of me, your host. Well, first in Trek news, Creation have announced some early plans for next VegasCon in 2012. Already booked are William Shatner and Jonathan Frakes. The Rio apparently proved to be a big success, so they'll be re-hosting it there. And for those of you lucky enough to go, you can also stay there, with, of course, the appropriate rates. Gary Berman, who is one of the founders, said that they had 5,000 people a day at the 2011 one, with a bigger than ever uniform attendance, so in order to accommodate this rise in costumed attendees, they plan to have more events to incorporate the costumed ones in 2012. Now, of course, as you know, 2012 is the 25th anniversary of The Next Generation, so they plan to have events to specialise in this particular field and mark this milestone, while maintaining a focus that TOS is always their anchor. In other news, William Shatner, who is busy publicising his book Shatner Rules, has been talking about his life and his acceptance of Star Trek within it. Referring to his feud with George, he said, "I don't know what his problem is. I keep saying to him, hey, you're getting old. Do you want to in enmity?" Well, of course you don't want to do things like that. And he also says, "I'm not going anywhere, so I've kind of given up." You would think that after all those years, these people would want to bury the hatchet, but I guess it helps with the publicity generating machine for both of them. He also denied that he's a gazillionaire from his Priceline deal, and in the books also talks about his passion for horses. He's quite happy with the various comedians taking the piff out of him with the way he delivers his line. "It's for emphasis," he states. "I have to make sure you get what I'm saying." Still, I think his immortality is assured in the mind of the general public for many, many reasons. So, to me. Well, I have watched Star Trek since I was little, starting with the reruns of TOS on BBC Two. Yes, I'm from England. TNG quickly followed that, and I have followed Star Trek for as long as I can remember. It has always been part of my life, and it's something that I use to escape. It's my nirvana. I also play Star Trek Online and plan to add some new stories from that little niche, as well as hopefully get some of the presenters of the various Star Trek Online podcasts on here to talk about their love of Trek as well. My favourite captain? Well, that would be Kirk. He was more dynamic, more of a by the seat of your pants type of guy. He was not afraid to break the rules, and of course, he always got the girl, no matter what colour their skin. My away team would be Data. Strength, intelligence, problem solving, all come to mind when you think of Data. Phlox, well, he was a phenomenal doctor, so you know, anyone that can cure things with slugs and bats has got to have an in. Worf, of course, would come along in case I needed some butt kicking. And science, well, that would be a difficult choice between Spock and Jadzia, but I think I would go for Spock. So, anyway, we'll close out this opening episode here. Remember, this cast is for people like you who love and live Trek. So if you fancy appearing, send me an email at trekinterviews@gmail.com. That's trekinterviews@gmail.com. You need Skype, a headset, and if you could in the email, send me a little bit about yourself. Until then, from Windy England, live long and podcast.